Okay, Mr. Clark is absent. You do have a quorum in which to conduct business this evening. With four members, with that, we can move on to the next item on the agenda.
Great. So can I have a motion and a second for approval of the agenda?
I'll second.
Discussion? Would you like anything to be changed?
No, but I would like to go ahead and just take care of some housekeeping matters. The first two items that are on your agenda, cases 119-2021 and 120-2021, have been withdrawn by the applicant. These are matters that were, one was 119-2021 was a matter of an appeal to the city's interpretation of a particular zoning code provision, and the second was a variance that was predicated on the outcome of that appeal, which would have been for case 120. After further law department review as well as internal departmental review, both of those matters were resolved, therefore not needing to be handled by the board this evening. They did appear on this agenda due to the fact that they were advertised. So with that, there is no additional action needing to be taken on them unless there is a member of the public here tonight that wanted to speak. But given that we don't have a staff report and that the matters have been resolved, I don't have a tremendous amount to add.
Anything else? Any other change to the agenda?
No, there are not, ma'am.
All in favor of the agenda as changed? Well, it's on our agenda that it's withdrawn. So all in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Agenda is approved. Thank you. So the previous meeting agenda, minutes from January, help me, January?
12th.
12th, 2021, were distributed. Are there any changes or corrections to those minutes?
I have a minor correction. On page 38, in the board comments section, the first comment is attributed to Mr. Sharp, but it was in fact mine.
Else? Good. And I went ahead and signed those, although, yeah. So, all in favor of those as amended, please say aye.
Aye. I don't think we have a motion.
We don't have a motion. How about a motion and a second?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, no opposed. Thank you. So we do have one public hearing, and it is a case of number 118-221. From the agenda, it says an appeal of Caleb Colbert, attorney on behalf of Missouri Farmhouse Association, Inc., owners, from the denial of the Community Development Department to permit issuance of a building permit for a new fraternity house, that exceeds permissible building area into the required front yard, proposes building encroachments into the required front and rear yards, proposes parking and or paved areas within the required front, side, and rear yards, seeks a reduction in required off-street parking, and proposes placement of a building greater than 30 feet in height closer to an adjoining property line then permitted on property addressed as 600 Rollins Street and 802 Richmond Avenue, which is not permitted by sections 21-4.1, 29-4.1, 29-4.3, and 29-4.7 of the Unified Development Code. Address that.
Yes. This evening's item, as you have seen placed in front of you, has been requested to be tabled to the May 11th Board of Adjustment meeting. This requested tabling has been submitted to allow the applicant to resolve some site design-related matters with the adjoining property owner to the east. Staff is in favor of the tabling request. The published staff report will be amended accordingly based on revised site plans, which may also affect the actual number of variances that may be needed, thereby possibly necessitating a modified or a revised application, as well as other application supporting documents. We anticipate hopefully to have any additional supplemental application materials uploaded to our website within the next week or so, after allowing some adequate time for the applicant to be able to address the changes that may be needed. Substantially, the variances are probably going to stay the same given the nature of the proposed reconstruction of the site. Just as a side note, so you are aware, the platting action to consolidate this property was considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission at last week's public hearing and was recommended for approval. So the consolidation of the two lots that this parcel is now comprised of is going to be forwarded to City Council for consideration. And that is something that would be necessary if the property were to be redeveloped in any instance, because we can't allow a structure to be built over a property line. Council's action does not bind, however, the Board of Adjustment to any future action as it relates to the variances before you. So they're independent of that platting action, and that's just something I wanted to make very clear, because we have had that concern previously that Council's action may bind you to something, or at least place you in a more tenable position to where you can't make a recommendation of denial. In this particular instance, that is not the case.
When will that come up to Council?
It does not get introduced actually until Council's first meeting in May. So that would be May 3rd, and it would then be considered for final adoption at the second meeting, which would be May 17th. Given that the following board meeting is the 11th of May, depending on the outcome of that board meeting, it is possible that the plat could be withdrawn should the applicant decide to do so prior to receiving second reading.
So now, is it proper for us to just vote or ask if there's anyone who wants?
Since this was a publicly advertised item, it would be appropriate if you would like to take any public input into this matter. However, we do not have a staff report prepared ready to present this evening, given the nature of the tabling request and how those requests have previously been handled as it relates to items before the board or, for that matter, our Planning and Zoning Commission.
Is there anyone in the audience that wants to speak to this case number 118-221? Okay. If not, I will ask the board if we have a motion to table, second to table.
Sure. I make a motion that we table case number 118-2021.
Until May 11th, how about
until
that?
The May 11th meeting.
Second?
A second.
Okay. Discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 And I vote yes, no opposed. All right, so it's tabled. Thank you all for coming. Well, we didn't even have a public hearing, but does anyone from the public want to speak? Thank you. Okay, we're at the end of our meeting. Do we have any discussion among the board members?
Can we ask why it was tabled? Oh, you told us. Because
it is tabled. So as the board has probably reviewed the packet materials, there is a request for a variance along the eastern side of the building as it relates to the setbacks, given the slender nature of the front portion of this property expanding out to a L on the southerly portion of the property. The building has been designed such that it is lying roughly 10 or so feet off of the rear property line, what would be the rear property line since the building is being reoriented to Richmond, along the northern roughly half of the property. And then it L-shapes with a dining porch and a upper deck area that is on the L-shaped portion of the property, which extends back into the required rear yard setback as well, which has caused some concern for the adjoining sorority as it relates to the separation. And the applicant indicates to me that they are trying to resolve those concerns. How, I'm not sure yet. That's why we're tabling this, and we will see the revised plan. Short of redesigning the building to either step the building down, which is one of the requested variances, it may be to either reduce the amount of encroachment of the dining patio itself, and screening it potentially is another option through some additional landscaping or other improvements, of which basically discussion between the two parties, the fraternity and the sorority, need to incubate a little bit more before the plan can be hatched.
Second floor part was open, is that correct?
That is correct. It is a traditional deck that would be on the second story. It does meet the rear setback requirement, or I should say the side yard setback requirements, which would be the southern property line of the site, looking at it from Rollins, and it barely, if I recall correctly from the site plan, encroaches into the rear yard 25-foot setback. It is less than 24 feet high in the rear where the dining patio is, which does not trigger at that point then the requirement for neighborhood protection standards. The balance of the building, however, that's on the more slender portion of the property does not only have a setback encroachment, just generally, it also does not comply with the neighborhood protection standards, which was what we had discussed in the Alpha Phi project previously in January. Given the height of the building, so and the building does not step down, and the applicant will have a much more complete presentation as to the rationale behind the building design, as well as the necessity for the variances that have been sought. Just to speak plainly, the site is unique in the nature of its configuration, which is historic to the Greektown area, being very narrow for the northern half, and then widening out to a more traditional, I would say, building lot. But the area in Greektown, as you all are aware from the previous items that we have taken, it never seems that there is one parcel like the other. And therefore, what the applicant is attempting to do with this tabling request is to basically try to resolve any outstanding issues that the neighbors may have. Correspondence otherwise received for this project was very supportive of it, and yeah, I'm sure you all have come across that. We did denote in the staff report that this particular sorority was not one of those submitting a supportive letter. So sometimes you can anticipate things and other times you can't.
I was unclear looking at the diagrams. Is this okay?
I think what I would prefer is to not really delve into the details of the project without actually having the public hearing.
Okay, thank you. I won't. I'll just go reread again. But
And if you do, what I would suggest, if there is a particular question that does arise about clarity in the site plan or something that any of the commission board members may need, please forward your individual concern about added clarity. We can work with the applicant at that point, and we can communicate with the board then as to this was a request for added clarity pursuant to board members' request. So I at least then am acting as the clearinghouse so everybody's aware of what's being discussed. The applicant's been very amenable with us to be able to get us the plans that we need in order to help them help themselves in this request. So I think if I know what you need, they'll probably produce it for me within reason.
Good. Thank you very much. So do we have a motion and a second to adjourn? I might have adjourned just prematurely earlier.
A motion to adjourn.
Good. Thank you. We're adjourned.